What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories: best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. With a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Known to man. The Extra Funny Podcast. I saw an article this morning, because I like to go and find things that are about, you know, relationships and things. You know, I am Mr. Love. As a matter of fact, they call me Mr. Love. And I saw this article in the New York Post under the Sex and Relationships heading. And it reads, the headline reads, "My ex shaved his head and pretended to have cancer to cheat with another woman."
Oh, wow.
So it's this Australian lady who was talking about this guy that she dated and how sorry he was and pretending to have cancer. But I don't think it ever said in the article why pretending to have cancer would, like, that cheating and having cancer go hand in hand. I don't know where that came from. But the reason this made news is because she is a dirty pornographer named Haley Davies from Australia. And my question is, can you cheat on a porn star?
Yes. If the two of you agree you're in a committed relationship.
But you're not in a committed relationship if one of you humps other people for a living.
That's her job.
Right.
They are able to draw a line there and say, mm-hmm. Hey, this is real life and that's your job. I see the point, but you know.
He said, yeah.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I think so.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She said, my ex lied about, this is on some sort of a podcast, some sort of a trashy podcast. My ex lied about having cancer so he could have a whole other girlfriend. Wow. They even say that in Australia. A whole other something or another. A whole other girlfriend and multiple side girlfriends.
I want to know how the getting cancer made, how that played into it.
No, she said that he said that on her birthday said that he had bone cancer. I obviously believed him And like, you know,
I got some bone cancer.
So, you know how I always say if they're writing a story about celebrities and then they always have to go in and try to subtly put what they're famous for, and like you need that. Well, this one, it comes into effect pretty well. He says, quote, "I obviously believed him," said the Mr. Lucky Raw actress. So I guess Mr. Lucky Raw is some sort of a movie. Or
one
something.
Of her famous films?
Yeah. Lucky Raw. Who reportedly earns $30,000 on a subscription-based adult site. Okay, $30,000 a month, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah.
And he shaved his hair off. Okay. As someone who shaves their hair off, if you can't tell the difference in a shaved head and a head that is smooth because all the hair fell out,
yeah,
then you're not really paying attention that well. Because after a day of hair growth, you start to get stubble and all of that. So that's just like with...
And if you have cancer, it just falls out.
Yeah. Like with poor Gypsy and her mama shaving her head. It always would start growing back, so I don't understand how people thought that that her hair fell out because of cancer. I don't, but and then they always have to put how many followers the person has in the article. Davies, who has more than 700,000 Instagram followers, added that her allegedly duplicitous beau put a stop to her birthday celebration when he claimed that he was sick and needed to go home. So then she said that one day she asked him if he wanted to go tanning, and he said, "You know I can't go tanning. I have skin cancer."
Oh.
And I was like, "OF, it doesn't just change from bone cancer to skin cancer." But there's another double entendre in there as well. If you want to, you know, when we made the joke about him having some bone, faking bone cancer,
yeah,
and now he's faking foreskin cancer.
Holy moly.
She said she grew even more suspicious when he stopped sending her regular video updates of his various activities. A fun diversion that he had done before. But she said, "I see the photos of him that night with another girl. Then I saw a message come through. So I open it and it's like, 'I love you, babe.' And I reply and I'm like, 'Who are you?' And she's like, 'What?' Because I'm replying from his phone." All right. Well, again, can you really be upset if your boyfriend is seeing other people and making the relations with them if you're a porn star?
All right, let me ask you a question. Okay, so that's right. She does. She has OnlyFans, but she also does do adult films.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. As referenced, Mr. Lucky Raw.
Yeah, that's what reminded me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But then she said that the girl had no idea that he had cancer. They've been together longer, and she was actually the main one, the one that had met the family and all of that. And then the other question I have is, if someone is willing to be in a relationship with a person who makes sex for a living with other people on camera, can you really expect them not to want to be going out and trying to, you know, run it in whoever they can?
Because you're out having sex with lots of other people at work, so why can't...
I'm just saying, if your morals and your you know, beliefs and all are that way, that it's okay, you know, you're accepting of her being a porn person, then, would you really say, "No, I'm staying true to her"?
I think there are some that do.
You would have to be a complete ugly loser, though.
I don't think so.
To do that. No guy who can get other women is going to say, "Sure, go be on the sex with other people on camera, and then I'll just wait here." They would have to be a loser that can't get a normal, good-looking person.
I don't know. Maybe they just are able to separate those two things as one is work, and when she's not working, we're in this monogamous relationship. Or maybe they like the idea of she's off doing these crazy things and coming home and telling him all about it or something. I don't know.
So you're saying that with those explanations,
I'm spitballing. I don't know
that it makes the person not a loser.
You know, I'm not saying they're not a loser. Yeah. I'm just saying maybe there's a there's a different thought process to it.
Yeah,
it's not what I would do, but you know,
right. But man. I stand by if you are in that relationship with a porn person, it means that you can't get anybody as good looking as you think the porn person is. You know, that would be true to you.
Yeah.
And not, you know. But can you imagine? This is what I always think about. There is only one person in the history of the pornography that people have. I'm not saying that none of them has been smart, but there's only one that anybody ever talks about as being, you know, really intelligent. And that was a porn lady from porn woman from the 80s named Asia Carrera. She has a Mensa IQ. And I just imagine a stereotype of being, you know, a little bit dense, having a conversation at home, like being a fly on the wall, listening to a porn star and her boyfriend. I mean, can you imagine?
Yeah, I mean, I have an idea of what that would sound like. Yeah. What
kind of dumb shit would come out of that?
I believe it.
Wow. Nothing emotionally or intellectually stimulating, I'll tell you that.
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know any of them personally, but I'm sure there's a couple that
I'm not saying they're
above room temperature.
Yeah. I'm not saying they're all dumb, but I just imagine. Like, say, this woman. It doesn't seem like in any of her quotes or anything that she's, you know, just brimming over with intellect.
Well, she connected the dots with the cancer thing, so she's, you know, awake. She's like, wait a minute, you didn't say bone. You said bone cancer, not skin cancer.
Took her a while to get to it, though.
It might have taken her a minute, but she connected the dots.
Right.
She connected the dots.
It wasn't until his other girlfriend texted her. Texted his phone, and she was holding his phone and go, wait a minute.
Something is not.
Aha! I knew it. It's not exactly, you know, I don't think next in line for a job at Scotland Yard. She's pretty, though.
Is she?
Yeah.
I think I've heard that name before. Let me see.
Oh, you want to see a picture of her?
I think. I've never seen Mr. Lucky's scanner, whatever.
Yeah, Mr. Lucky Raw.
Mr. Lucky Raw. Oh, he is lucky, I'll tell you that. She's got some hoots on her. Look at those things.
Yeah.
Big old yobs.
But I like how natural she looks.
Two big basketballs taped to her chest. They are big.
Oh, you probably like this one, Riggins, because it shows that she has one of those giant asses you like. Mm-hmm. You young boys are all into.
Great ass. Love that.
Yeah.
Big old ass.
So are they still together or they break up?
Broke up. Yeah.
They broke up because he lied about the cancer.
Right. If he just hadn't have slipped and said, I have skin cancer, he would have never known.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. none of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table & Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics. Neogenix.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.